All right, everybody, guess what time it is? It's Monday night, and it's time for Forever Bluegrass. And Richard, I'm so excited. We've got a really packed house in here tonight, and if you could just see us, folks, it's awful fun to come in here, and we move things around. And people, everybody uses the studio, so whoever screwed Richard's chair up, I wish you would come back in here and fix it, because he has nowhere to sit now, because it's like sitting in a recliner. So I thought I'd throw that in there for you, Richard, to try to get things straightened out and back on track. But speaking of back on track, y'all, we were visiting tonight with Blackberry Winter, and we're going to let them start here with a few tunes, and we're going to be visiting with them all throughout this whole next hour. Y'all, how about a few tunes for us?
Shuffle, and we have Tommy Martin on banjo, Eric Geisinger on dobro, Ginger Slack on bass, and my name is Mariel Flood, and I'm playing the guitar.
Great job, and you know, it's awfully good to see y'all back around again. You know, did you know Ginger and I go way back?
I didn't.
Don't
I
tell
really
him
didn't
how long.
We really, really do. You know, my dad played bluegrass music, and every Sunday we would go to this place in East Ridge called Johnny's Place, and I mean every Sunday. And that was back when they were smoking in the bars, you know, and it was terrible. But we had so much fun, and yes, I knew Ginger from playing bluegrass music way back then, so I'm glad to be reunited with part of my bluegrass family.
I didn't even play then.
I know. Well, I still don't play, but I love it better than anybody. That's right. I sure do.
That's all right.
I love it a whole lot. Well, y'all got a couple more tunes picked out for us. I love to get as much music on as I can.
Okay,
but of course, now I like to talk, too. But
That's all right.
All right. Well, we just did a show at Cowboy Church, and we're kind of going off our set list for that. Our second number is a song written by Jason Lee Wilson from Monteagle. And I heard this, and I was just taken with this song. I hope it comes across okay. It's called Too Much Walkin'. Better. probably should be getting on home. I think I hear your mama and you really should have moved on. When you grow up, I hope you only meet the kind of people who are nice to you like you were to me.
It's a beautiful song. I really enjoyed that, you know.
Yeah.
I love bluegrass music, and I'm so excited, y'all. We're going back to the Wanderlinger Brewing Company this Friday night. You know, Mike Dial works awful hard. He loves the music, and we tried Tuesday nights for months and months. And Tuesdays, especially us folks that are a little bit older now, it's harder and harder to get out on a Tuesday night, although I do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you know, but yeah, real excited. We're going to be at the Wanderlinger Brewing Company about 8 o'clock, and our featured band this time is going to be Southwind, and of course that's Bull Morrison's boys there, and I just love them, love their energy, and that's on King Street. Now that's the last Friday night of each month, so y'all be sure and mark your calendars to meet me down there at Wanderlinger Brewing this Friday night. And those who are not going to Nashville, who's going to Nashville this weekend?
A lot of things.
Oh, I'm so excited. You know, I got nominated this year.
Yes,
so
congratulations.
My name's on the ballot. I just keep pinching my face. I can't believe that. But
Good for you, man. All
in the name of bluegrass music. And yep. I love you guys for coming out. And thank you for being with us. And, of course, we're here every Monday night, 7 to 8, with Forever Bluegrass Monday Nights featuring all of our local talent. And we thank WUTC for loving bluegrass music, as well as our other local folks. You know, we have the Feed Company Table and Tavern. We're there every Thursday night, 7 to 9. And the Whole Food Grocery Store right there, the second and third Thursday. And I have you guys booked there the third Thursday there in March, I believe. That's the 19th, and that's 6:30 to 8:30. Where in the world can you go grocery shopping and then get your supper right there at the food bar and then go upstairs and hear free bluegrass music? Y'all, we love Chattanooga, and I love our musician friends, love our bluegrass music, and I believe we're going to listen to a few more tunes from Blackberry Winter.
All right.
Once in my youth, I stood on mountain and I planted some pines in the sand. Every day I looked their way, but I just couldn't understand why they never grew like I thought they should do. I just couldn't understand why. Now I've rambled around this wide world through, and today I just passed by. Thank you. home to sleep beneath your boughs.
All right, let's go to Bill Rowe Chimes. We'll get Eric to do Dobro Chimes here. This is a Josh Graves song, is it not?
Yes, it is.
Great job, Eric. How about lifting that microphone up to your mouth there and let's do a little chatting?
All right.
Tell us a little bit about that song and what brought you to play bluegrass music.
Well, I just, far back as I can remember, raised in the hills of West Virginia, I heard it and my family played it. And first time I saw a dobro, I wondered what that thing was. I heard it all that time. I listened to a lot of Josh Graves on Flat and Scruggs, of course. That's where I got most of my influence. But I also listened to Mike Aldridge and Brother Oswald as well. So I just love playing. Been playing about 30 years, I guess, something like that. I started kind of late in life, about 40 before I started playing. But
never too late.
It's never too late. That's right.
That's right. It's never too late. And so now you say you're from Virginia. What brought you to Chattanooga?
Well, that's a long story.
Well, we got a little time now.
The girl I married was from around here, so that's pretty much what it was.
That's end of story there. You know, I asked my husband one time, I said, you know, how come you put up with all of us women, you know? And I said, how come you put up with me? I'm so darn mean. And he said, I'm soft and I smell good. So that's how come you moved here, I'm sure. It sure does. Well, I appreciate you coming and being with us. And I'm glad that you chose this area to share your talents. That's really awesome. And so what about you, Tommy? How about stepping up there?
Well, I've started playing banjo about 1974. And I married into a family that played country music. And I couldn't play very much country because I couldn't make my fingers do what I wanted them to do on a guitar. So I picked up the banjo, and I guess that's what it was, the instrument for me. So I'd been practicing and playing. I've been playing for quite a long time. But I did lay off for about 13 years and helped raise my kids and was their t-ball coach and softball coach. And I laid it down for a long time, and then I picked it back up again and started all over. And and I've enjoyed it ever since. I've always loved bluegrass music.
Well, see, I knew once you, you know, I tell folks once it gets on you.
It's it.
That's it. There's no getting it off of
that's
you.
True.
So, what about you over there in the corner, little Miss Sweet Ginger? It's so good to see you again. My goodness gracious. You are on the clocking team, a dancer.
I am. I still clock.
Nice.
Not on a team, but I still clock. And I'm like Eric. I got started late in life. I didn't start till I was in my 40s probably. But enjoy it.
5 years ago.
Yeah, 5 years ago. I like that.
And so you dance with the Eastridge Cloggers? Is
I
that
do.
Right? That's right. Any new shows coming up? Anywhere we can come and see you? I always love to see Cloggers.
Yeah,
that's so fun.
Can't think of anything. We always have one, you know, for the Ruitan Club, a fundraiser up there. Yeah. It's in September, I think.
That's right. Well, talk a little about the Ruitan Club. Now, you have that bluegrass music up there.
The third Saturday night.
It's the third Saturday night of each month. You can go right up on Highway 58 at the Harrison Ruitan Club. And about what time does it start?
About seven.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fish fry, too.
Yeah. Oh, they have the fish fry?
Uh-huh.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. So I know that's very reasonable. You can go up there, and they have selected bands that play on stage, but there's also a lot of picking and grinning going on, jamming all through the room. So no need to go around without a little bit of bluegrass smeared on you. We got it going all over. We're at the Ruitan Club every Friday night for years. We're at the Signal Mountain Opry. I'm just so tickled that Ken Holloway is still doing that. I think that's what keeps him going. I swear it's and I don't know if y'all been up there lately, but Owen Saunders has two young children, and all of a sudden they're picking. And I mean, I'm so excited, and they've been going and performing up there, and we're going to have Owen and the crew here in a few weeks. But just love the fact that Ken Holloway has kept that institution going. It's a great thing. So that's on Friday night, folks. So be sure and go out when you get the opportunity and hear this music and support this music. And then on Sundays, we're over at the Fiddlers Anonymous, and they have a really nice covered dish. And then at 5 o'clock, they have a big old jam session. And they've got two really fun shows coming up in March. On Friday, March the 6th, we're going to go over there and see Dong Ridsby and Flashback. A very, very, very great band, and it's going to be right there in Red Bank, and we're not even going to let much time go by. The next Friday night on the 13th, we're going to have the new band, Fast Track. And, of course, if anybody knows anything about Fast Track, that was formerly David Parmley's band, and David's retired, but they've decided to go on. And those are two of the best bands out there, and they play great bluegrass. And, you know, Dong Rigsby has a voice that is just awesome. So, y'all, mark your calendars and come and see me out on the Bluegrass Trail. It's just too fun not to. And, of course, it's your bluegrass family once it gets on you. And, oh, my goodness, I'm about to forget little Mariel.
Yeah.
My goodness gracious. I forgot. Mariel, please tell us what brought you into the music.
Well, I'm not really sure. I think I decided that when I was in school, I needed something to keep me sane. And so instead of just always looking at books and reading and doing my homework, I decided to go out to this jam session in the Bay Area in California where I lived called the Pickin' Potluck, and I got off of classical guitar onto acoustic bluegrass guitar, steel string, and bass. And I played bass in junior high, so it was just kind of an easy thing to pick it back up. So I was a bass player for a long, long time, playing guitar in my own room by myself. And you'll hear why.
Now, that's not so. I've heard you pick and sing, and you're very wonderful. Well, how interesting that you came all the way from California, all the way from Virginia. Here we are. I've said it a million times. It's a worldwide, universal language, and we're so lucky in this area to be having so many great, talented folks. So we're not going to talk much more. I'm going to let you sing a few more songs. How about that?
Yeah. Okay. And you mentioned some bluegrass festivals and other places you can hear bluegrass. I would never have learned about this song unless I had gone to Rocky River. Do you remember Rocky River?
Yeah. Yeah.
This was written by a bluegrass duo, by the woman in the duo, Judy Carrier. And I loved her music, and so brought it to the group. It's called You Go With Me.
Go with me where I go. sometimes I'm strong, but you go with me where I go, and I must confess I love you so, and I must confess I love you so.
She tunes because she cares, folks.
That's right. That's exactly right.
It may be cold outside, but by golly, it's sweltering in here.
It is.
We're all glistening in here.
These strings will change.
That would have been better.
Okay.
I'd been into.
Oh, Lord, I am a traveling man. My daddy, so was he, and every day when the sun goes down, oh my Lord, I've just gotta be free. Listen to the sound of the falling rain. Listen to southbound train. That's a lonely sound. That's a lonely sign. I'm a lonely man in a lonely time.
Awesome, y'all. Hey, it's Monday night. It's Forever Bluegrass Monday Nights. And, of course, we're here every Monday night, 7 to 8 p.m., with a different bluegrass band and featuring all of our local greats. I'm tickled to death to be here, and we're visiting with Blackberry Winter. And they're going to be joining me on March the 19th right there at the Whole Food Grocery Store. You heard it right, folks. You can go do your grocery shopping, get you a bite to eat. And then come on upstairs and listen to some great bluegrass music. It'll do you good. It'll do you really good, I'm sure. We're there every second and third Thursday night, 6:30 to 8:30. And, of course, with the Feed Company Table and Tavern every Thursday night, 7 to 9. This coming Thursday, we're going to have Newgrass Express. Really awesome band. Loving the music. You're hearing them all around. And you can catch them also in addition to the places mentioned above. We're going to be at Snow Hill Jamboree. I'm pretty sure that's the first Saturday of each month, and it's a big old time. I have some folks that live for that day because of the food.
Yes, they do it that.
They have some really, really yummy food up there and been going there for quite some time. I think maybe just celebrated 20 years up there, and that's a Snow Hill Jamboree. And you can pick and grin, jam all in the background and in the back rooms, and, of course, a beautiful, great stage area out front. So you getting all tuned back up there. Sorry about the heat making the guitar keeps going out of tune. Of course, the banjo, who knows if he's in tune or not. No, I'm joking.
They're never in tune.
That's exactly right. They're never in tune. This is Blackberry Winter, folks, and we're having a great time listening to some live bluegrass right here on WUTC Radio. I think they got a few more songs picked out for you.
We'll do gospel here, When Angels Sing. Tommy, do the next one here with, it's called Bringing Mary Home, or we like to call it Little Ghost Girl.
Little Ghost Girl, yeah. I was driving down a lonely road on a dark and stormy night when a little girl showed up in my headlights.
must have been so frightened all alone there in the night. There was something strange about her, for her face was deadly white. She sat so pale and quiet in the back seat all alone. I never will forget the night I took Mary.
Love that song. I've heard the country gentleman do that many, many times, and I just really love it. I want to take just a few seconds here to say howdy to my good friend, Dr. Robert Crook there. He's an osteopath. I go to him at least once a year. Love him. And he's a big supporter of WUTC Radio and coming up, our 30th annual Boxcar Pinion Memorial Bluegrass Festival. That's right, old Dr. Crook's been with us almost the whole time we've been out there doing it. And he's a great guy, and it's a great thing. We're coming up, like I say, on 30 years. That'll be April 30th, May 1st and 2nd this year at the beautiful Mountain Cove Farms. And got a great lineup. And they have Third Time Out, which I saw on this past weekend in Fort Payne. Looking good, sounding awesome. It's a great time. And I'm going to have them in Monroe Crossing. Have you guys ever seen Monroe Crossing?
I have, yeah.
From Minnesota. Yeah.
They're great.
We love those guys. And Edgar Loudermilk with Jeff Autry. You know Jeff's coming back around playing the guitar. He had a stroke last year, but he's doing really, really awesome. Going to have those guys with us for 2 days. And going to have Sideline. Y'all seen Sideline with Steve Dillon and Skip Cherry Holmes, all those guys.
Oh, yeah.
I just kept adding on bands, I couldn't believe it. I actually have created a new day of the week just so we could have all these bands festival. So be sure and mark your calendar, folks, or you can go to foreverbluegrass.com for all your local bluegrass news. through that website. You can sign up on our MailChimp, and about once a month, we mail out, email out. See, I'm still handing out flyers, although we still do that. You know, I used to sit over there at Johnny's every Sunday night, and we'd stamp those things and handwrite them. We got 4,000 people on that list now.
Yeah, that's
great. It's been a long time. Been working on that list for a while, but... Again, we're talking about the 30th annual Bhaskar Pinyon Forever Bluegrass Festival coming up this spring, April 30th, May 1st and 2nd. And, of course, you can get your free Forever Bluegrass bumper sticker. That's a picture of my dad or our dad that's on there, the silhouette. They're all over the world, and he loved bluegrass music and the family that he brought with him. And we lost him to cancer, so for 30 years we've been having this awesome festival as a tribute to him. And it just keeps growing and growing, and family just keeps coming back. And, you know, y'all are my family, my bluegrass family. I'm the baby of the family. There's no children in our family now. My sister, we had no kids. So thank you for being my bluegrass family. You're all I've got. And
we're honored to be your family.
I certainly appreciate it. Well, don't forget that when I'm old, need a little help. But obviously. It's a funny joke to all my girlfriends. All y'all got kids and grandkids. I said, you know, whoever takes care of Aunt Cindy wins the farm. So, okay, well, I'm taking applications. And again, of course, this is Cindy Pinyon on Forever Bluegrass Monday Nights on WUTC. And we're having a good time here with Blackberry Winter. And I think they've got some more tunes picked out for you.
All right, we'll have Ginger do this next one for us. It's the answer to the Knoxville Girl. It's the girls' version. It's called Ain't Going Down to the River with You. And it's written by Missy Armstrong. Guys, that's one beautiful thing about bluegrass. Takes a little bit of everybody, and it makes some really beautiful sounds there.
some great harmony going on and some great bluegrass. Yeah, Blackberry Winter. Awesome job. And, of course, I've mentioned earlier, get your pencils out. We got all kinds of great fun things going on. We're at the Pigeon Mountain Grill the last Saturday of every month, 5 until 7. We're at Whole Food Grocery, 2nd and 3rd Thursday, 6:30 to 8:30. Feed Company, every Thursday night, 7 to 9. And, of course, the last Friday night of each month, we're headed back to the Wanderlinger Brewing Company. And, y'all, I forgot to mention, you know, that's a pretty family-friendly place if you've never been. You can bring your kid. You can bring your dog. They have games. You can play board games while you're sitting there. They have a little snacks to eat. So it's a really, really nice venue. And I encourage you to go out and support and hear our live bluegrass music. And that's this coming Friday night. And I got my tongue mixed up. It's Bull Robinson's Boys. Now, Bull's real name is Morris. And so that's how come I said Morrison. So yeah. I got a text from my husband. He keeps me straight. So thank you. Thank you, James. You know, it's a big, tough job. But they know now why you do it. So, but anyway, just a really fun time in Chattanooga to hear bluegrass music. And just, I can't say enough. If you don't go out and support this stuff, we're not going to have it. And we're so fortunate to have places like Fiddlers Anonymous. They've got two big shows coming up, February the 6th with Flashback, great band. And then Fast Track on February the 13th. Again, just two of the most awesome bands right here. And I myself love the music, obviously. But once I see this person live, it's just makes it, I just can't get enough of it. It's just something about it makes it special. And a unique thing about the bluegrass musicians that I find is how attainable they are. You can go up and talk to the biggest stars ever. And they just talk to you like old Joe Blow there. And you can ask them about your kid or your banjo or whatever. And they're just so personable. And that makes you love them even more, you know. And then, of course, you get their CDs and they autograph it. And yeah. It's yours forever. Or you can give it as a gift to somebody. So nothing like bluegrass music. It's just a really good feel-good music. Right, Richard?
Right.
Right, right. He's over here. He can't contain himself. I catch him dancing. I don't know if y'all see his little feet over here just going at it. But yeah, they sure are. So how about it, Miss Merrill? You got some more music picked out for us.
Sure. And what a lot of you don't know is that Eric Geisinger does sing songs as well as bass line. And we'll get him to do this one. It's called King of the Left Hand Lane, and usually I'm the one getting tailgated, so I can identify. But this is about the guy who, well, you'll see.
This is for all those people out there who love to crawl along in a left-hand lane, and you know who you are.
Are you one of them?
Well put, Aaron.
I got nothing to do. You just poke around right in front of you. And I don't care if I drive you insane. Cause I'm the king, I'm the king, I'm the king of the left-hand lane. I may be unemployed, I may be saving on gas. One thing's for sure, you ain't gonna pass. My goal in life is just to cause you some pain.
I'm the king, I'm the king, I'm the king of the left-hand lane.
It don't do no good, get up tight. Just go around, but do it on the right. I'm in no rush as I travel alone. I got things to do on my cell phone. And driving this car, it really ain't on my brain. Cause I'm the king, I'm the king, I'm the king of the left-hand lane. that you're on my tail, and I can't hear what you cuss and yell. So don't flash and blow, 'cause it's all in vain. 'Cause I'm the king, I'm the king, I'm the king of the left-hand lane. It don't do no good to get uptight, just go around, but do it on the right. I got nowhere to go, I got nothing to do, but just poke around right in front of you. And I don't care if I drive you insane, 'cause I'm the king, I'm the king, I'm the king of the left-hand lane. Yes, I'm the king, I'm the king, I'm the king of the left-hand lane.
Now, is that an original?
No, that comes from the writing.
Jeff White wrote that.
Who is that now?
Jeff White.
Oh, Jeff White. Yeah. Cool.
I accuse him of writing.
I have a partial song that I found that my dad had started, and one day I would love to sit down with a songwriter and finish that song out. Dalton Roberts actually featured it in a newspaper article once about loving being a bass-playing man.
Yeah,
awesome little tune.
That.
And nobody loved that music better than my daddy did. That is for daggum sure. And, of course, we got him plastered all over the world now in that Forever Bluegrass bumper sticker. Yeah. Pretty sure he would be mighty proud. Before he passed away, he actually got to see the silhouette, and it moved him.
Oh, how cool. It sure did.
It moved him. He had that old cancer, and it was a really fun thing that everybody got together, and we had a benefit for him, and thus that's how it was created. We needed a catchphrase, you might say. So I went down. I didn't know what I was doing. Went down and bought secondhand sweatshirts. Because, you know, they were really expensive. And, you know, for $50, you get your name on the back of that sweatshirt, you know. And so we did that. We made just enough money to pay for the cost of the sweatshirts. But I did learn a whole lot. But it did become kind of iconic there, the daddy's picture.
I have a question, though, Cindy. How did your dad get the name Boxcar?
Well, believe it or not, when he played high school football, he was a big old fella, and they said tackling him was like trying to tackle a boxcar off a train track. And so the name stuck, and that's how come they called him Boxcar.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, we're visiting here tonight with Blackberry Winter, and of course we're here every Monday night, 7 to 8, with a different bluegrass band right on UTC 88.1 FM, and we're fixing to be, somehow or another, you can go to the internet. I'm new at this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can listen to it on the internet. They're archiving it. They got a gal now and all over the world. So I didn't want to tell y'all that at the beginning to make you nervous. I was just trying to calm you down to just tell you this. Nobody's listening, but really and truly, over there in North Chattanooga, people do listen to this radio station all over the daggum world. And don't let anybody tell you anything different, y'all.
Good, good.
Well, we're not always bluegrass like we just did something that was some, I don't know, maybe it was folk.
That's okay.
But we like a lot of different kinds of things. But this one definitely is bluegrass. And Tommy will lead us off in Fireball Mail, a railroad song.
Here we go. Thank you.
Ginger do Stars in My Crown, a gospel song that I think came from Rhonda Vincent. Is that right?
That's also another one of my favorites. I don't want to get the not let it go by without mentioning, I'm so proud, y'all, Michael Cleveland, our one and only Michael Cleveland, won a Grammy last night. Did you hear that?
Nice.
Yes, Michael Cleveland, he's been with us many times, been at the house many times, one of the most awesome fiddle players ever. Do yourself a favor and watch his life story. Yes. It's incredible DVD. It's beautiful the way this kid grew up. He can't see. He's totally blind. He's had surgeries, but he had this most awesome spirit, and he's very, very talented. We've got just a few, we have 10 minutes?
10 seconds.
10 seconds. All right, y'all. We'll see you next Monday night. Cindy Pinion with Blackberry Winter on WUTC 7 to 8 Forever Bluegrass Mondays.